The power of consistency. What you reap is what you sow. You made your bed, now you're going to have to lie in it. We love these expressions because they seem to reflect some bedrock principle of the universe. These and similar expressions can be found in all of the most revered spiritual texts and most studied philosophies. But these philosophies aren't applicable just to the one receiving the consequences. They also apply to the one responsible for enforcing those consequences, and that means you. Remember that being consistent will maintain stability in your world. Being consistent makes it easier to remain scream-free, and in turn, remaining scream-free makes it easier to remain consistent. Here are four principles to help guide your way. Number one, don't ever set a consequence that is tougher for you to enforce than it is for them to endure. How serious can you possibly be by grounding your teenage daughter for 2 months? Are you crazy? Do you really think it's possible to babysit her that long? What about taking TV away from your 5-year-old for an entire week? What? TV is one of your babysitters. Do you really want to have that much more pressure to entertain him? When we overextend ourselves, caving in when the emotional pressure hits becomes much easier. And thus, we break our promises, and we break the finely knit fabric of trust with our children. Number two, there are no shortcuts to setting or enforcing consequences. Providing consistent discipline for our children is always time-consuming, sometimes exhausting, and never done from afar. That's right, it's supposed to be difficult. Remember, nothing asks us to grow up like helping our children grow up. And seeking to discipline with ruthless consistency is asking yourself to grow up. It takes more time than you have available, more energy than you think possible, and more strength in the face of constant criticism than you think you can muster. But I know you can do it, and in fact, you already are. Reflect on the times when you have been consistent, when you have followed through. I guarantee you've been able to do it more than you think you have. Keep it going. Number three, choose only those consequences that you are willing to enforce. At first glance, this statement may sound redundant or ridiculous. How can you choose something you're not willing to enforce? It's easy, actually. You let your anxiety choose it for you. Here's what I mean. I'm not going to tell you whether to employ timeouts or spankings or charts or any other particular consequence. People constantly ask me about these different techniques, and my answer is always the same. What do you want to do? I know this sounds like therapy speak, but I want my purpose for asking the question to be clear. What you do is not nearly as important as how and why you do it. So what is your motivation for spanking? Look down deep, focus on yourself, and honestly answer the question. Why do you want to spank your child? If you say you do not want to, but you believe it is needed, then you are not acting with integrity. Scream-free parents never do anything they don't want to do. You're an adult, and you make every choice. If you spank without wanting to, then you need to focus on yourself some more. Why would you choose a consequence for your child if you did not want to choose it? Because he needed it? For what? Behavior modification? To calm him down? To show him who's boss? In order for any enforced consequence to have its desired effect, it needs to come from the solid, principled decision of its enforcer. If you're wishy-washy about spanking, that will get communicated very clearly. And here's what you'll communicate. I am at my wit's end here, and I do not know what else to do but to resort to the most base-level power I have over you, my physical size and strength. As you've learned throughout this audiobook, what that really communicates is that your anxiety is driving the boat. And if anxiety is driving the boat, then you are not really in charge. A relationship can only take so many anxiety-driven interactions before becoming an anxiety-driven relationship.